1450 WHTC, it's 841. Dan Spadafora, Jan Musin, some Fat Bottom Girls taking us into the segment with Jan. You can call us at 395-1450. You'll appreciate this story, Jan. A British woman says her childhood trip to SeaWorld has helped her become the first person awarded a master's degree in sea lion whiskers.
Wow, I didn't know that there was that much to know about their whiskers.
Well, it has never been done before. She did her dissertation from Manchester Metropolitan University, and because of her paper is the first of its kind, it's being featured in several magazines, and she currently works at Blackpool Zoo and is now aiming for a PhD to relate to marine animals, and it's for the first ever master's degree in lion whiskers.
Wow. I'm impressed. I didn't know sea lions were that.
There's a lot to know about sea lion facial hair. Yeah.
Obviously. I just think they're so cute, but obviously there's a lot more to know about them.
Yeah, apparently. I mean, you've got your degrees. What did you have your degrees in, actually?
I have a bachelor's of science, and I have a doctorate in veterinary medicine.
Okay. So, yeah, you can relate to that. You should have studied dog hair, you know, or something like that. I don't know.
The only time we looked at dog hair is when we were looking at like for scabies or something or like that.
Or fleas, more depressing
yeah,
stuff.
We didn't really look at dog hair, sorry.
Well, not really related at all, so I'm not even going to try to transition. We're talking about yellow jackets today, one of the many problems that we have in our gardens. Those little suckers are back.
They are back, and it was like this weekend was just the perfect time of enough hot, sunny days that they were out in force, and everybody was coming in looking for sprays and traps and the whole nine yards. So the best bet, the sprays, don't go near them during the day because they're busy going in and out. So that's like a no-no. Early morning or evening, you can go there, knock down the nest and spray the area, or you can just spray the nest. Now, the spray goes about 25 feet, so you don't have to stand right next to it. A lot of people have those up in the eaves of their, mm-hmm. you know, so if you can get up within, you know, 20 feet, that's a good idea. Never, ever stand on a ladder and spray for bees or yellow jackets.
I'm just picturing the classic, you're up there and then you tip backwards and you die.
If they come after you, there is no way you are going to outrun them. So don't get up on a ladder to do this. I just have a yellow jacket trap out on my deck.
What is a yellow jacket trap?
I actually have Mountain Dew in it.
Oh.
And it's where they fly in and they can't come back out. And put it where it's sunny.
Mm-hmm.
And on a sunny day, you will be surprised how many yellow jackets you will have in there.
You know, you run the risk, though. If those guys ever get out, they are angry.
I know, and I'm allergic to them. So
you got to be careful. If that thing ever has a hole in it, they will come out mad.
Yes. But the traps are very effective. Sunday I went out there and I was just going to put some fresh Mountain Dew in there, and there was a good 12 of them in there.
Wow.
So, yes, they are very, very effective.
You got to catch the queen, and then the whole nest will just die.
They're kind of they're out there all the time.
And yeah.
Just check under like your deck, the railings. They're going to build little nests right under there. They used to have a spot under my deck railing where they always used to be, and they've kind of disappeared from there now.
Hmm.
But they are always in my traps, so they are out there right now, folks. So just be on the lookout for them.
Well, kind of like roof melt, it's becoming the mood topic, which is problems in the garden. Let's see. We've got oak wilt again, blossom end rot. We've got powdery mildew. We've got different problems, crabgrass control. What is the number one? I guess yellow jackets was the number one problem.
Yeah, crabgrass
but
in people's lawn. They're starting to see that. And usually by the time they actually notice it, it's quite large. It's kind
like
of the
crop
off.
In itself.
Yes, it's the off-color grass that when you kind of look at your lawn, you're going, I wonder why that's such a bright green and the rest of the lawn isn't. It's probably crabgrass.
Oh.
There is a spray that you can spray on it. And if the bigger it is, the more times you're going to have to spray it to kill it.
Sure.
The good thing is it dies in September when it gets a frost on
good.
It. The problem is all those little seed heads that it will just be in the ground for next year. So you really kind of want to get it before the seed heads form.
Well, I wonder, too, how many things in our garden die when we get frost on it anyway.
A lot of things die with frost. But you have to remember, you know, like even when your plants die with frost, if you had, say, powdery mildew on it or blight or whatever, you want to remove those plants and any, like, tomatoes or squash or whatever that fell on the ground.
Sure.
And destroy it, because otherwise those fungal spores that cause that disease will... Well, next year you'll see it again. So let's be careful about that and keep very good hygiene around the garden.
Jan Musen from DeBrine Seed Company joining me this morning on WHTC's Morning News. How many of those things lie dormant in our gardens until next spring?
Oh, there's thousands of things that can lie dormant in our garden until
Fantastic.
Spring. And a lot of insects carry different diseases also. So you have to kind of keep your eye on insects, aphids and thrips. Carry diseases. So, you know, you really have to go out in the garden and honestly take a look at it. Now, I found last week I had one plant that was just covered with aphids. And I'm looking at it from a distance going, why isn't that plant doing as well as everything else? And you go up close to it and, oh, yeah, okay, it's the aphids.
Oh.
So, you know, you got to get rid of them. So check your plants, and you might want to, you know, lift a couple of leaves and look underneath them and see if you're seeing thrips or aphids or little, you know, little dots that could be insect eggs. You know, you just don't want that sort of stuff.
My biggest fear is I'll go out into the garden and I'll find a nice big corn spider. You know, those things are huge. I hate those guys.
You're bigger than that.
No, I'm not. I am not bigger than that. I have a phobia of arachnids, okay?
Okay.
So I can't help it. And luckily in my apartment, I only have the little tiny corner spiders that go up into the corner and make a little web up there. Those guys are small, so I can easily take care of those problems with no issues. But when I get those big, you know, hairy ones, that's when we have issues. I would never be able to live in Australia. Have you ever been to Australia?
Yes.
And they got
huge
spiders over there.
When we were hiking in the Blue Mountains, our guide would all say, oh, don't go over there. Just like, okay, why not? Well, don't you see that spider web? And you're like, what spider web where? And that's, well, that's blah, blah, blah spider, and that will kill you. And, and you're like, I'm glad you're with me, because I would have been dead 10 times over. Yes, absolutely incredible. But, yeah, there's a lot of things down there that will kill you.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. My brother visited Australia when he was a student at Michigan State. He studied abroad, and he said, Dan, Australia is the home of many terrible awful things, you know. He found a spider in the dorm that they were staying in Sydney. I think it was Sydney. I mean, he took a photo of it, and he said, Dan, it was literally the size of my face. I mean, it was huge. And it's just crawling around in the hallway as if nothing was the problem. And
they kind of take it, yeah, they were kind of blasé about it. Yeah, okay, it's just another spider or just another lizard or another snake.
I'd be used to it if I lived there, but my goodness, no thanks. I will stick with my daddy long legs any day. That's the worst that we get.
Yeah, we are kind of spoiled up here when you say that, but it is beautiful down there. It's well worth seeing, yes.
Well, Jan, I appreciate you joining us again on Tuesdays, and despite the fact that today is raining and kind of depressing outside, I will say this, our gardens are happy today.
Our gardens are happy. They're getting the rain they truly wanted for a little bit, and it's supposed to get warm up again, so it'll be fine.